Yeah, I know how we coming now. Episode 102. Ooh, we got 102 episodes. Only a voice, no visual. Thank y'all for coming back and tuning in. I see that Power the Lash getting some plays. Y'all know we don't get no ton of plays, but you know we do what we do. And when I transition over, you know, y'all have some that I left here with y'all. And y'all can always go back and listen and put the pieces of the puzzle together. Okay, let's get into episode 102. This is I'm going to keep it short. It's going to be a great conversation for the people who think building on you and giving yourself what you need is selfish. Can you vibe with you? Can you vibe with you? Let's think about that. Tune in. What y'all got going on? Welcome back to episode 102. Can you vibe with you? This came along because last week I proposed this question to somebody. And I'm starting to really see that a lot of people cannot vibe with themselves. They don't know how to vibe with themselves. They don't know what they love. They don't know what they like. They don't have any hobbies. They think catering to their self is selfish. How could you? You gotta give yourself what you need because a lot wouldn't get done without you. Say that with me. A lot wouldn't get done without you. Man, you are so essential to the equation. So I promise you, I've been telling y'all I'm not gonna keep y'all on. And I've been going as a third in an hour. But I'm gonna keep it short and sweet, okay? First things first. So after I saw that last week and I had that conversation, then it came until today, Lil Duval, literally not long ago. This was total confirmation for me, like dive head on into it. Lil Duval posted on his page, a man had DM'd him and he was like, he getting to like 47, you know, around that age. And, you know, he think more about did he raise his kids right and him like getting lonely. Women don't desire him anymore. He don't really have nothing to do. All right, that's the basis of can you vibe with you? Can you vibe with you? Are you interesting? You know, have you fed your mind things that will make people want to be around you? Have you added value in ways? And this is not about nobody else. That's why you have to understand the power in you, the power of you, and you have to unlock that. I got parts 1 through 5 of unlocking the power in you on my TikTok. Go check it out before they ban it. Okay, so you're talking about unlocking the power in you, understanding who you are, spending time with yourself, giving yourself the things that you need. If it feels good, make it a priority. You know, people are going to always make you feel bad for spending time with yourself, spending money on yourself, putting you first, not neglecting yourself, because we're programmed to forget about ourselves, do everything for everybody else around us, pray to God that God is going to just drop down and replenish us and give us IVs every time we looking like we dehydrate, ain't drinking water, ain't taking care of ourselves, ripping around for everybody else. And thank God just going to keep on looking at you, treat yourself like that. Well, guess what? He's not going to do it. You the only person know everything you need. God left you in charge of your body. God left you in charge of your life. God left you in charge with some major sense. Okay, a lot of y'all are very smart. A lot of y'all have a lot of sense. You cannot keep using the loyalty word and I'm the good guy and I'm just going to do and do and do for everybody else. And I'm never going to do what I need to do for myself. I'm going to procrastinate when it comes to me. I'm going to be late for my meetings when it comes to me. I'm going to be late for my self-care hair appointments, nail appointments. I'm going to be late for everything that has to do with myself and taking care of myself and keeping myself up. Not showing God that I'm grateful for my flesh. Not showing God that I'm grateful that he put me in charge of this body right here. And I'm just taking it for granted and not taking care of myself. Really? 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 Let's marinate on there for a minute. Look how you do yourself versus how you treat everybody else. You give excuses to yourself about your dreams and your goals, but you jumping out the window when it comes to somebody else's dreams and goals. When they need you to help them work a pop-up shop. When they need you to help them do something, you deal live and direct. But then you get to stutter when they talk about your dreams and goals and what you want. We have to understand that if you don't take care of yourself, nobody will. God gave you a lot of sense. You know when your limit is. You know when you need to get home and shut the phone down and relax and breathe. Put it on do not disturb and have you a margarita or a mojita. Okay? And do what you need to do. Okay? Because now that I'm talking this accent, I just want to talk about this accent. Let that marinate right quick. I had enough of that. I got to get back because this is a very, very touchy topic for a lot of people. God left you with sense, you know, in order for you to be over your life and know when you need time, to know when you need to unwind. But most of all, God left you with the sense enough to know that you have to nurture the gifts. You have to give yourself everything you need. You have to keep developing yourself because if you don't, you're going to be in a situation just like that man. You're not going to know what you like. Because can you vibe with you? Can you vibe with you? Can you kick it with you? Is your vibe decent with yourself? You know, like me. Let me, you know, when I tell y'all I be at the lake, you know what I be at. I ain't going to tell y'all on here. I think I already told y'all before. But I don't want to give them a little spot. Too much attention, but you know, if you DM me or you text me and ask me about it, I'm gonna tell you. So, you know, you going down there, you lighting you some free smoke incense, you know, you got something good to eat. You know, I'm talking about this me now. Got something good to eat. Oh, the music just amazing. My music selection alone just make me just love myself because you just so good with the selection of music. The music just make you feel good. You know, music is a healer. So for you to be able to pick the right selection, for you to know that everything you need and you knew when you needed time to breathe and you went and you commenced to ride down 280 to hit the lake and, you know, do your thing. Like, that's the type of stuff you got to start falling in love with your choice. Fall in love with the way you keep up with you. Fall in love with what you capable of. Fall in love with the vibes you create for yourself. Can you vibe with you? You know, self-talk is the best talk. I always tell y'all that. Have these conversations with yourself on things you should be doing. Get yourself in line. Get yourself together. Be accountable for yourself. When you love yourself, you ain't gonna let yourself slip. You can't let self slip. Because guess what? When you slipping in life, like that guy saying he's getting older and whatnot, and we got to embrace that. We are going to get older. But one lack affects the next. Because when you start letting yourself slip and stop giving yourself what you need, one lack affects the next. Now you lacking on this and you about to have a nervous breakdown. Now somebody else got to come see about you. They got to leave their job. That's a lack. That's affecting that next person. They left their job. Now somebody, they got to call somebody to go pick their kids up from school because then they trying to come see about you. Boom, that affects the next. Now that person mad at them, they got to go pick their kids up because you trying to do something because you trying to come see about this other person that just started, decided to drop the ball and stop caring about. They said, boom, that lack affects the next.
One lack affects the next. When you start losing sight of yourself, when you stop giving yourself what you need, you will start drowning and you won't know why. You will feel crazy. You will feel like you're inside of your head. You will start sinking deeper. You will go into depression. Your anxiety will be crazy. And you don't know why. Let that marinate for a minute. Can you vibe with you? Can you vibe with you? Can you do that? Can you do that? Let that marinate. All right, we back. Y'all make sure y'all go to 1186 Real Life Teaching. What are you just tuning in? We're talking about, can you vibe with you? Can you vibe with you? You know, when all the kids gone out the house, when all your friends ain't around you, when your boyfriend gone, when your girlfriend gone, are you losing sight of self that you forgetting to take care of yourself and keep yourself up? That you starting to fall on other people and you becoming a burden and you're losing it and you don't know the direction to go to take care of yourself. You don't know the direction to go to find what you like. You haven't spent enough time with yourself to know what you like. Do you enjoy a long time with yourself? Can you find peace in simplicity? Are you seeking peace or do you operate in chaos? You know, because people operate in chaos, baby. That's some people's normal habitat. You know, they don't know what peace feels like. I tell you a quick story. I was down by the lake one time, right? And it was this family down there. And you could tell, like, they was kind of out of their element. And it was all fine and dandy for 1 minute. And then the next minute, it was like, you could start here. They was getting into it a little bit. And then it kind of progressed a little bit. So I'm like, oh, man, they bringing it down to the lake. Oh, no, they need to go ahead. And the daddy was hollering. Well, he might have been. They might have been on guy. I don't know. You know, you don't know the debut. So he was hollering. But you kept hearing him say, y'all ain't used to nothing. Y'all don't even know how to come to paradise and relax. He kept saying it. And even though they was far, like, they was a good little space for me, but I could hear everything real vividly. The arguments were clear. And as he kept saying it, it just registered to me that, like, it made it clear, like, this is real deal. A lot of people are programmed to chaos and drama. They don't even know how to act regular in a peaceful, serene environment. They don't even know what to do at the beach. They don't even know what to do when they're just in this ambiance of bliss and coziness. They don't know what to do because they never seek peace before. They don't know about the other side. They don't know about being with themselves, setting vibes for themselves. You know, talking themselves up. You know, making sure your words are aligned with your thoughts and your actions. Giving yourself the best so other people can learn how to treat you. Instead, they give themselves the worst and people look at them and treat them any type of way of looking at them. Not keeping yourself up. It shows you don't care about yourself because you are a product of your belief system. This all has to do with keeping yourself up and not neglecting self and giving yourself what you need so you can be full and whole by yourself when everybody is not around. These are all windows to this entire house and foundation of you. I told you that mindset is the foundation. And when you pour into that mindset and pour into yourself the way you're supposed to and build yourself up and give yourself what you need, you can pour different into other people's cup. You glow different. You move different. You speak different. You allow different things into your space. You bum rush better. you would do anything to get better for self. And I'm not talking about unmorally or things that don't align with your values. I'm talking about if it's costing you waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and walking and then going to therapy at 7 o'clock, and then you making sure that self-development is so key to you developing yourself and continuing to find out what you need and know what you need. You get bigger and bigger and better and better. And then levels, it's levels to it. It's levels to it. Let that marinate. It's levels to you. It's levels to developing your mindset. It's levels to developing yourself. It's levels to consistently and continuously giving yourself what you need. It's levels. That's why a lot of people are losing it. They start neglecting self. Let that marinate right quick. Let this marinate. Because as I'm giving you these words, I got to give you this sound because I want it to mesh in. I want it to flow in the mind. And I'm going to pick that right back up. I'm going to pick that right back up. I can't hold y'all too long. We already at 14 minutes. So it's levels to giving yourself what you need. And when you start neglecting yourself, I mean, you got the basic level where you just take time out for yourself to breathe, you know. You might walk in nature, take a walk in the park. You know, then you got the exercising and keeping your physical up. You know, giving yourself what you need so you can look good and feel good. When you feel good, you play good. When you play good, they gonna pay good. Hello, primetime said it best. Now, then you got that mental level, psychologically feeding yourself, doing the shadow work, asking yourself those questions, not neglecting what you need, feeling those emotions as they come along so you can be present in things that you feel so you can combat not ever feeling like this again, or when you feel like that again, you know how to move different. It's levels to giving yourself what you need. You know, seeking peace on a level where you know it's becoming coming for you, and okay, it's becoming the first nature choice of word. Okay. You know, okay. You let it go and you let God. It's levels to giving yourself what you need so you won't crumble. I always tell y'all, we build a mindset on the bottom so when we get to the top, we won't crumble. It's hard staying focused and keeping the faith when you ain't got nothing in your pocket. It's easy to stay focused when you got money and you just want to keep getting that money, and when that money come like that. But when you ain't got it, who are you when you don't have it? Who are you when nobody is around? Can you vibe with you? It's levels to giving yourself what you need, and you cannot lack on any level, because the moment you start lacking, and I know y'all say, I'm tired. I know, baby, I'm tired too. Okay, I look at my grandma, 74 years old. She get up every day and make sure she look like something. I know she tired too, but she don't stop. I look at people, grandma's 90-some years old. Life don't stop. It don't stop. But see, I'm going to tell you how you don't get tired and you don't get burnt out. It all comes back to you. You got to give yourself what you need efficiently and effectively on all levels of developing self, mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, verbally, psychologically, all the logically, you got to give yourself that. Because one lack affects the next. When you stop keeping up with your hair, then you're going to stop feeling good. When you stop feeling good and you start sinking, it's going to be hard for somebody to pull you back up, for you to start licking and want to put clothes on again. It's a whole, and this thing runs all together. It's a whole operation. One lack affects the next. It's levels to giving yourself what you need. It's levels to keeping yourself up. It's levels to not neglecting who you are and what you need. It's levels to being alone and understanding what you need in the moment. It's levels to not escaping what you feel and working on yourself. doing the correct shadow work, going back and asking and talking to people in your family, going back and looking at, and when you was younger, go journal, go write that stuff down, go in nature, spend time with yourself in nature. You don't always need a homeboy, a homegirl. You wasn't born with no gym partner. Who gonna be my gym? Y'all be coming to social media. Who gonna be my gym partner? And Ada, you wasn't born with no gym partner. You got to do this by yourself. This is work that you have to continuously do so you won't lose sight of self, so you can continue to know who you are, so you can continue to know what you need, so you can continue to know what you want, so you can continue to know what you like, so you can continue to deliver to you. You are a major deal. A lot wouldn't get done without you. And the fact that a lot wouldn't get done without you, you cannot allow nobody to make you feel bad for taking care of you, because without you, a lot wouldn't get done for them, and they don't see it and cherish it right now. But when you're no longer here, they gonna see, and they gonna try to build another you, and it ain't gonna never hit the same. So ain't nobody else finna break their neck to take care of you like you gonna take care of you. You got to do it. That's what I'm telling you. You got to do it. This is why you're spiraling and losing yourself and losing your mind, because you lost sight of you. You lost sight of how beautiful you are. You lost sight of your strength. You lost sight of your faith. You lost sight of your perseverance. You lost sight of your persistency. You lost sight of your consistency. You lost sight of talking yourself up. You keep talking yourself down. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. The more you talk and program your mind with it, you are a product of your belief system. That's what you believe. If you believe you can't, your belief system is going to show that in your physical and how you move every day. So you got to talk yourself up every day. I'm putting cases on all. Talk yourself up every day. This is how you build confidence. This is how you build strength. This is how you build discipline. You losing sight of you. You gotta get back. You gotta get back. Ain't no way you can lose sight of you understanding how important you is to the equation and knowing what you need and sitting back and thinking somebody else gonna be responsible for what you need. You're responsible for what you need. You gotta give yourself what you need. Ain't nobody else in your mind knowing, I feel like I want to eat me a steak and some shrimp right now. I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to go get me a massage. I'm going to go get me a pedicure. I'm going to take me a walk in the park. Then I'm going to finish these emails, but I'm going to do it in my car because that's my safe haven and I can breathe. I'm going to spray me some eucalyptus from Bath and Body Works, and I'm going to play me some meditation music, and I'm going to take my shoes off while my feet right there on the brake by the brake, and then I'm going to just pop my toes. Who know you need all that except for you? God know you need it. God has equipped you with the mindset and the resources to become resourceful. And now you got to give it to yourself. You can do it. You're capable of it. You're born with it. Okay? Stop neglecting you and stop acting like you don't know what you need. And every time somebody asks you, oh, when the last time you did this, and when let you, and start people start holding you accountable for you, then you mad at them. Let that marinate. Y'all be mad when people hold you accountable for you. Girl, when the last time you went and got your nail done? Girl, I don't know. I don't want any kids. No. You got to do it. You got to get it done. You got to get them exercises in. You got to get that stretching in. You got to do it. Okay? Now let this marinate right quick. I'm finna close it out for you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Y'all, so you got to give yourself what you need, you know. And what I want you to understand is the more you get in tune with yourself, The more you start loving yourself, seeing what you're capable of doing things for yourself, people are going to try to make you feel bad because they haven't reached the level of doing for themselves. The simple life is the good life. You know, you don't have to make it complicated. It doesn't come with a lot. It takes some work. It's a decision. You set your mind and say you want better for yourself. You're going to start seeking peace so you can have a better perspective. That perspective is going to bring you more options. More options is going to bring you less worries. These are decisions. Nothing more, nothing less. A decision to want better in life, a decision to do better in life, a decision to align my thoughts, my words, my actions together so I can be on one accord and everything can start manifesting the way it needs to be. It's a decision. So we ain't going to make it hard, okay? That's what we're not going to do. But what I want you to understand is that when you lose sight of self, you start crumbling. When you stop giving yourself what you need, you start crumbling. This is why a lot of people are acting out on social media. This is why a lot of people are losing it. They don't know to go left, right, up or down. And it's simply because they're not giving themselves what they need. They need self-care is key. Self-talk, self-care. The mindset is the foundation. You have to build on these things because that's the foundation right there that you're giving with to build. When that foundation is solid, then you could begin to build in those other avenues and those other levels and putting those windows on the house and putting that siding on that house or that brick, whatever you prefer. But you got to build that mindset first because that's the foundation that's going to keep all of that stuff in check. Whenever you out of line, you're going to check yourself because you got a solid foundation, which is that mindset. Okay? Don't lose sight of self. Don't forget about self. A lot wouldn't get done without you. You got to keep that first and foremost. I want you to write that down on a piece of paper. A lot wouldn't get done without me. You running a show, you driving a boat, and you sitting here neglecting yourself and not taking care of yourself, knowing how big and how bold that you are to the equation. You're so essential to the equation. Don't forget that. Don't forget about yourself. Don't neglect yourself. When somebody asks you on the list, what's three things you love? Stop putting yourself last. Some of y'all don't even mention yourself. I don't know what you're doing, okay? Let's do it right. Self-love is the best love. Self-talk, self-care. Build you up because ain't nobody else going to do it. Ain't nobody else going to do it. God left you with all the resources, the mindset, the wherewithal. Everything you think can become. Everything you see can become. That's just how powerful you are. You don't even know it yet. Or some of you do know it. And I see you and you see me. But you are so powerful that anything you want, you can have. You just got to believe it. And when you believe it, you're going to become a product of your belief system. Everything is going to go forward in your life. Everything is going to push through in your life. And you're going to start giving yourself everything you need because you believe that you deserve the best. Amen. Priceless motivation. Y'all make sure y'all going to get the 1186 Real Artesian Water. We in Piggly Wiggly Marino's Food, John Food, Outlet, Fresh Value, soon to be Outlet with the World. All right? I'm your Birmingham brand ambassador. Y'all stay locked and loaded with Priceless Motivation on all platforms. TikTok tripping. They say they banned it. I don't know. You know, they ain't, my page ain't been showing people telling me they don't see me. I guess there ain't no views over there. Y'all know I don't do it for views. Y'all go and subscribe to my YouTube. How I can get y'all some words? I'm going to get y'all some words. And when that die down, man, I'm going to pull up on you in person. You did. We at the Barber Battle. Sunday, pull up on free. We gonna be there. It's gonna be a good time, man. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Y'all stay locked and loaded. Priceless Motivation. I thank y'all for listening. For the people that listen, it's for you. You know, whoever listen is for you. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. All right. Y'all have a beautiful, beautiful day or night, whatever time you catch this. And don't forget, you are a product of your belief system. When you believe you deserve the best, you give yourself the best. Because one lack affects the next. And we ain't got time to lack. We too big for the... We too big to the equation. We ain't got time to lack. We ain't got time to lack. We are important. And we gonna give ourselves what we need. Because can you vibe with you?